new criminal laws are to take effect from today. That is what is expected. And this is the three criminal codes to replace the colonial laws, including the IPC, and police across the states will be holding a special event that's going to be taking place today. And the parliament set for a heated debate as far as the NITA controversy is concerned. The India bloc will be protesting against the misuse of agencies, and it is Arav Thakur of the BJP to lead the motion of thanks debate. Cops in Pune to move the Supreme Court against the teen release. The police said to challenge the Bombay's High Court order regarding the release of the teenager who was responsible for the death of two techies in Pune. And after the collapse of the roof as far as T1 of the international airport here in the national capital is concerned, and that terminal that remains shut, now all domestic flights have been diverted to Terminal 2 and 3 of the international airport in the national capital. It's the aviation minister who's taken stock of the situation, inspected the operations as far as the airport's concerned, and has also gone on to say that other airports will be inspected as well in order to ensure no untoward incident takes place. Let's get to your top story, and that's India's criminal justice system that will undergo a complete overhaul today with three fresh criminal codes replacing the full set of British era laws, including the IPC, the Indian Penal Code, as the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, the Bharatiya Nagarika Suraksha Sanhita, and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhinanyam, that will replace the Indian Penal Code, the Code of Criminal Procedure, and the Indian Evidence Act. The laws were changed to ensure the speedier justice and be in sync with this day and age. And we have Maria joining us from outside the Parliament. Maria, take us through what all can we expect. It is going to be another heated day as far as the Parliament's concerned.
Yes, that's right. And it appears for the moment that the three criminal laws that kick in from today, you know, it's an end of those 150 years when that was the old criminal justice system, where you had the IPC, the CRPC, and the Indian Evidence Act are being replaced by the three new laws. The government says that proper deliberations did happen when the three bills were tabled in the Parliament in August of last year. Thereafter, it was sent to the Standing Committee for various discussions. There were several suggestions which were incorporated. In fact, Mallikarjun Kharge, the Congress president and also the leader of opposition in the Rajya Sabha, has just put out a tweet and has said clearly that the three laws were passed only after 146 MPs were suspended and there was no deliberations which happened over it. And he goes on to say that India will no longer allow this bulldozer justice to run on the parliamentary system. And so politics clearly, which has begun over the new criminal laws, the Congress party, in fact, Manish Tiwari of the Congress party has already moved an adjournment motion as well to discuss the three laws. He has written in his notice that there are several jurists, lawyers and judges who are of the opinion that there is a need for further deliberations. They have expressed their apprehensions. Joining me first on the show is a former law minister of India. Let me bring in Ashwini Kumar. Ashwini Kumar, thank you so much for speaking to NDTV. But Mr. Kumar, what exactly is the apprehension? The government says that there were training which has been given. Rule book has been ensured to all the cops. In fact, the first case under the new criminal law has been registered as well. So what exactly are your apprehensions and concerns?
Well, there are several apprehensions that the jurists and academics and people well-versed with the criminal justice system have expressed. First and foremost, there's a widespread feeling in the country that the kind of deliberation, the kind of discussions that should have gone into the replacement of the old criminal justice system anchored in the old criminal laws has not taken place. And therefore, Parliament, as the highest forum for enacting laws, has not been able to perform its function the way it should have. That is the first issue. The second issue is whether at all, while retaining almost 75% of the old laws, a whole set of new laws was necessary, and whether amendments were not considered sufficient to make the laws more effective. And the third, which in my view is the most pertinent, most important issue, is whether the new architecture of the criminal justice system will rehumanize the criminal justice system. There's a widespread feeling in the country that our criminal laws have been dehumanized as far as their implementation is concerned.